I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, y'all? Checking in another week. Quaz, what's good, bro? This week, we got a special guest again.
Indeed.
Quaz, you want to introduce yourself, bro?
Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Jesse. Me and Quaz go back from the Interlude podcast, so it feels good to be dropping in, man.
Yes, sir. My boy, Chop. But yeah, man, no, back with another episode. I had to bring Jesse on for this one specifically just because I know it's going to get interesting. I don't know if it's going to get real debate-ish, but we'll see. I think we might actually be a little bit more aligned than we think. But basically, this week, man, so Pat actually sent me the video not too long ago, but we were trying to figure out that if we were telling the story of hip-hop from 2010 to 2020, who are the seven artists that like have to be mentioned, or who are the seven artists you would use to like tell that story, however you would tell it?
Yeah, and I got that from the Music, the Love Language podcast. Music is the Love Language podcast. So shout out to Clint and bro and them. Shout out to y'all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, we're going to take a stab at it ourselves and jump right in and get to it. I don't know if we want to, actually, before we even figure out an order, criteria. What is the criteria for making this list of seven?
I would say the one of the top ones for me was relevancy.
Relevancy throughout the decade, for sure. Yeah.
Do we have consistency with discography, or would that fall under relevancy?
I feel like it's tied to.
Can you? Do they have to be synonymous? I guess
they don't.
I feel like you would have to have a constant, nice discography if you was to stay relevant for a decade.
Okay. So I'm going to throw this name out there. Meek Mill.
Ooh! You done named this boy.
This is my boy.
I mean, as far as relevancy and consistency, what are we talking?
As far as relevancy, yes. I mean... This is what I'm saying. I feel like Meek Mill is one of them artists that has continued to one. I personally being, and this is not no bias. This is just me just being a fan of hip hop. Meek Mill, I feel like his album progression has gotten better since from Dreams and Nightmares to Championships, the last album he just dropped. His hip hop aura as him, you know, whining with the trap niggas. The young rappers is coming into the game. They show Meek that OG respect. We gotta credit one of the biggest fucking feuds that happened between him and Drake, you know, in the middle of the decade. You talk about him being in and out of prison, not saying that that's a highlight, but also him beating the prison system and how like that reform came about. We talked about how he got out of his deal with Rick Ross and snagged the deal with Roc Nation and stuff like that. So I feel like all of that, we kept up with the relevancy for Meek Mill for an entire decade. And that may be just be my biased opinion, you know. And that's not me about to go hard for Meek Mill. It's just, the facts are kind of there.
Yeah, I like how you talked about a whole bunch of stuff that wasn't music.
That's all I was going to say. That was the only thing I was going to say. I don't think he's relevant for his music more than he's relevant for being in a feud that he lost at that, and some of the other stuff. So I don't necessarily disagree with the album progression piece. I wouldn't argue that Meek has evolved in ways as an artist, but I don't know if it would be strong enough from a music relevancy standpoint for him to crack that list. Maybe, depending on how deep our honorable mention list go, maybe he would crack that. But I think for him, but in terms of the relevancy and consistency piece, I think they're synonymous if we're talking about the music specifically. So to the discography point, I feel like any artist that makes this list is going to have a consistent and solid discography that has either been at a very good tier the entire decade, or they steadily rose the entire decade.
Okay.
So for Meek, we saying no then, right?
Nah, he ain't cutting it. Yeah, not for me. He ain't cutting it for me.
Yeah,
that's cool. I ain't gonna. That's the first fire. So I ain't gonna.
Yeah, no, that was just it. I had to throw that out there because I was wondering about that with the consistency and relevancy tying into music, making sure that that's like, you know, because you could consistently be around in the social media world and shit like that, but you ain't dropping shit. So it's like,
and I feel like, I mean, most of Meek's biggest hits came from as collabs. They weren't like solo singles. So outside, like everything that comes with the aura of being a rapper, that's what's kept him around. So I gotta agree, because music wise, I don't hear a lot of folks like, you know, I'm about to go bump that Meek, unless it's like actual mutual interest. Like, yeah, you hear that Meek? Like, yeah, I heard that Meek. Yeah. Rather than like you just walking around like, yeah, that new Meek is different. It is different.
Yeah, we miss anything else criteria wise we want to throw in there before we kind of get to solidifying names. So what we said, what was the first thing we said? We said,
well, relevancy and consistency kind of tie in together. That's how we jumped on Meek shit.
Yeah. Relevancy, consistency. Let's just consider them a group, if you will.
Yeah.
Are we putting,
I would separate impact from that though. Like it, like
separate
it,
impact to the game.
Impact to the game of hip hop. Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, and when I think of impact, I'm like, did they, how much of a mark did they leave?
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That could get interesting because there's a lot of people that, well, I won't say, I don't think anybody that left a mark, but that mark was a small moment in time.
Yeah. No, we're not talking about a summer, right?
Yeah.
Nah, no summer hits. Yeah, no, legit. Nah. Like, they span two, three, 4 or 5 years. Like,
I mean,
if they stretch the whole.
They had to at least have a run, and that run had to at least be
3 years minimum. 3 years minimum. That's a great run in hip hop.
I was gonna say 2 to 3, and I might argue that to make
the list, solid two for sure.
I'm gonna say to make the list, you might have had to have two. To be honest,
a two year span.
Yeah,
I'm talking about two different runs within the decade.
Oh,
Damn.
I ain't saying you have to, but I would think.
Your list if you do that though, when you start doing that, then your list gets shorter.
No, for real.
It might. Well, I ain't saying that. I ain't saying that aspect. That part is the criteria.
Really, only talking about a few niggas if we do that.
Well, I'm literally only talking about a few niggas.
I mean, this is true, but them few niggas are. I think if we think about the same few niggas, they are more than likely on the list. So,
but damn, if you do that. Nigga, if 2010 to 2020 is the span, if you do that, you moving the goalpost for me.
That will be moving it for me.
Fuck your shit.
Championships was hard. 28.
So y'all didn't like Expensive Pain?
I didn't dislike it.
I ain't dislike it, but I don't even.
It just wasn't. It wasn't the follow up y'all was expecting after Championships.
Nah. I just wasn't impressed. Like, Championships was impressive to me. Expensive Pain wasn't impressive.
Oh yeah, I remember when Championships dropped. You gave it his flowers though, so that was surprising. That was surprising as fuck. So.
Look, man, I'm not a Meek hater, bro.
He swears this every time. Like every time we talk about Meek, I'm not a Meek hater, bro. I promise you, bro.
Yeah, Meek was tweaking though. He did Championships, then his next single was like a Justin Timberlake song.
Yeah, he was like he back in the trenches with it. So I guess he lost his producers or whatever, some shit.
Okay, so relevancy and consistency, impact, and what would be the last one? Because I feel like those are pretty general and kind of capture any other things we would mention for real.
I think that's really it.
Are we considering skill?
Or is that I was thinking lyrics. I was really thinking lyrics as well. Like,
I mean, you know, but isn't that a given?
Yeah, I mean, it got to be a given.
But is it though? Cause,
hell
cause,
yeah!
Because this seven really only supposed to tell the story from that, and if we telling the story from that, lyricism will be kind of disappearing.
Okay, that just kind of made me spicy. That just kind of made me think. Yeah,
I like made me think. Well, okay. So if we do lyrics, then so if we were to do lyricism, will we really be telling the whole story of hip hop in that decade?
No,
because you got so many underlying niggas that's not gonna crack this list that are crazy. Fucking lyricists.
I mean,
like
shit.
For instance, a nigga like Ab Soul. If we was talking strictly skill, that's a nigga that should be on the list. But the nigga ain't spawned past a motherfucking. We know how Ab Soul career panned out. Yeah. Great rapper, but it's like he didn't do anything to like shift hip hop forward within a decade.
Yeah, nah, and definitely not. Oh, did it have to happen on a mainstream level?
Got to.
Because if
that's how you get the relevance,
why would you tell the story? Why would part of the story be important for real?
They the relevancy, you know.
I mean, there are parts of the story that may not be mainstream. I don't disagree with you, but I think there are parts of the story that wouldn't necessarily be mainstream.
Yeah, true, but when you're talking about the face of an artist that didn't push that and like help shift hip hop forward for an entire decade, they would definitely have to be like on that forefront of mainstream hip hop.
Like when in the Temptation story, we talk about Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, and all of them. We ain't mentioning too many niggas besides Motown for real. You get what I'm saying?
Real shit.
Yeah.
Real shit.
Oh, that's real. That's facts. Well,
all right.
Yeah, that's the criteria we using. Where do we want to start? We want to start with they list, or who want to? Where are we going?
We want to start towards the bottom of the list, or we starting at the top?
Yeah, let's start at the bottom. Who's that?
Are we putting them in order? Are we starting at seven and solidifying them at seven?
How about we gonna throw just in that bottom? So that 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
That yeah.
All right.
Hey. All right, I'm gonna throw mine out.
Yeah.
At my 7, I'm gonna go with Tyler the Creator.
At 7?
That's seven.
This is spicy.
It's tough.
Seven?
And this is, all right, so my strict reasoning, when the decade hit, that 2010s decade hit, I was deep into conscious. So when Future hit on the scene with the, like, the different, you know, rapping shit like that, it was just like, at that time, I wasn't fucking with Tyler heavy. You know, I was fucking with Earl. I was fucking with Frank, niggas that was fucking with our Future. But I knew the nigga had bars, but it didn't dawn on me. You fast forward that shit like 7 years to, you know, the drop of Flower Boy and the revamping of his entire fucking musical career is like this nigga. And then you go back and listen to all the albums. It's like he been doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like he been doing this shit. He produces. But because I'm a late bloomer to the whole Tyler wave of him and just like really giving in to his like wild ass rap, he got a crack 7 for me. Like got a crack 7, but he's definitely pushed the genre of hip hop shit. Motherfucking, we can talk about two genres. You know, he helped push them motherfuckers forward. Like Tyler is one of those evolutionary artists that I feel like this nigga should be in all of our 7. If we keeping it a buck,
he in the 7. He in the 7.
But he not 7.
He not 7. I got to ask.
And that's cool.
With everything you said, if the only, not knock, but if the only negative thing is that you're a late bloomer, I'm trying to figure out how you fall to the bottom of the list of 7.
Out of my 7? Because the niggas that's in front of him, literally, I know that they've been knocking for an entire decade. Legit.
So was legit. So was Tyler not knocking for the entire
Or was he just not?
Came home?
Because there was a gap between Cherry Bomb and his next drop, right?
No.
Nah.
Right.
Well, how much of a gap, I guess?
Was Tyler, and I'm not talking about the Lord of Squad shit and all that. I'm talking about musically, you know, what was relevant between Cherry Bomb and Flower Boy? Or was there, what was relevant?
You talking about Wolf? That was the album with like Pharrell and all them on it.
Yeah, so Goblin, Wolf, Cherry Bomb, and then Flower Boy.
And then Igor, and then Call Me If You Get Lucky.
Hey, niggas say Igor was a flop, man.
That's who said that?
I got that shit on vinyl. Niggas,
I heard niggas call Igor a flop, bro.
That's wild.
They said it was just fall off tape. They said Igor was his fall off tape. I've heard it before, bro. I've been in circles with niggas that said, and as a nigga, that's like, oh, what are you talking about? Like, this nigga Tyler crazy. As a new introduced Tyler fan, as of some years ago, I thought that niggas was talking some crazy shit. I'm not going to lie.
That's a wild statement. That's extreme.
That's wild as hell. I ain't going to lie. Like, ain't never heard that. That's wild.
I have not heard a single person say anything about the album, really.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Shit, that's tough. But yes, of course. Well, I guess we gotta determine this because he's not seven.
So look,
do we place him or we leave him on the board?
We leave him on the board. Don't place him. Shuffle it.
All right.
So I'll throw another name out there that I feel like is in the bottom three.
All right.
Thug.
That's my seven.
Thug, your seven?
Tyler will be before Thug. I don't know if I'm putting them at six and seven yet, but they Thug.
I'm not mad at that order. I would. All right, why Thug at your bottom?
Thug is only at the bottom due to where he came in at.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for where he came in at, he would be higher because his impact is crazy. Because
he came in.
Stoner when Thug was that his like.
That's the first. Yeah, that's the first pop up. Stoner and 14? Best Friend.
Yeah, Best Friend. That's 20. This is like 2013, 2012, 2013. And then, you know, he had his rich homie Quan wave. Like
15. Yeah,
that's 15.
And then the Rich Gang wave, what was that? 14, 15, 2?
Mm-hmm.
Barter 6 was what?
15.
Yeah.
15 or 16. Slime Season 3
was. Yeah, 16. We got the mixtapes first because we had Slime Season. We had Slime Season and we had Slime Season 2. Ooh. That motherfucker.
I'm Up was hard too. Don't forget about that one. I'm Up was hard. That shit was crazy. Then we got Beautiful Thugger Girls on the Run.
Beautiful Thugger Girls was.
So much fun was 19, right?
Yeah, So Much Fun was the debut. So in between like the back half, that's why I said seven,
because the back half of 2000, the 2010s, crazy. That's all Thug, for real.
So, okay.
And I feel like you only put them, honestly, I understand, because if you switch Tyler and you switch Thug, Tyler, way better lyricist than Thug. You know what I'm saying? Gotta give him that.
I'll throw another name out there. Then I want Pat to throw some names out there. I'll move both of them up and put somebody else at seven, potentially.
Who?
He may not make seven. He could easily be an honorable mention. Uzi is in this conversation somewhere.
You know what's crazy? I type Uzi on my list, man.
Only because of the back half, and that's why I said he will potentially crack seven, but more than likely, he's just going to end up being an honorable mention.
Nigga, Uzi was a wave for all of us. Like, that was different. Uzi can definitely be on my number seven. Like, witnessing Uzi live, witnessing, like, in the music sense, like, the tapes that he was dropping back and back, like, back to back, it was just like, this little nigga, like, he got it early, and like he hasn't stopped since. Like, Uzi hit the scene legit 14, 15, and by 15, 16, and he has not stopped since. The nigga still they trying to change the nigga's song to a whole new state, motherfucking anthem and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Really? Like, I just want to rock is everywhere. The nigga's still relevant as fuck.
That's 4 years.
All the little niggas is literally, I feel like because of niggas like Thug, and niggas like Uzi, it opened the way for a lot of these, you know, the new niggas that came into the door to rap like that. Like, niggas start getting on that, you know, that type of rap because of them two niggas. So, yeah, that's definitely a solid 6-7 for sure.
I would argue that Uzi is a kid at Thug. So, because of that, I wouldn't put him in the same decade. I would put Uzi as the runner. Like, Uzi's the leader of the new school, for sure. So, Uzi and Playboi Carti would be, like, at the top of my list for that 2015 to, like, 2025 range or something like that. But just based off of that, like, and who is Uzi kind of, like, besides the kids, for sure. You get what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the kids is trying to rap like Uzi, but Uzi doesn't have that, like, all right, Uzi brought on him or Uzi brought on them. Like, Uzi as a Uzi, you get what I'm saying? Like, as an entity, I guess, it's like, all right, that's Uzi. The impact is crazy. The relevancy is crazy, but, like,
he's a really good artist for the new school, but not to stretch the decade.
Exactly.
Do y'all think Uzi is, has Uzi been, like, OG stamped?
Hell yeah.
I guess,
I feel like I'm in a sense. Which OGs are we talking about? Because we got niggas. It's the list spawns on when you talk about OG rap niggas. But as far as, like, if you sit down and watch interviews, I don't see a lot of like old ass niggas coming out saying like, you know, this nigga Uzi ruined rap or anything. Like maybe in the early days when he hit the scene, but now, hell no, nah, niggas is literally, I just wanna rock in. Like OG niggas is literally rocking to this nigga shit. Nah, and then like, nah, yeah, he's been definitely stamped because I'm looking at a nigga that's an OG status right now in the game. Like, we talk about like Gay, you know, we talking about Hov, them niggas OG niggas, and they definitely snapped that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, they snapped Uzi for sure.
I think that Pink Tape, that's gonna determine where he falls, I think, in the next, like, in that conversation.
I think that's really why niggas is being so crucial with these drops. Like, niggas like him and Playboi Carti, it's like, because, like you just said, because they are them new leaders of the new school. Mm-hmm. If these tapes drop, bro, that throne is for the taking for any nigga, you know what I'm saying, that can legit pass them up, because it's some niggas on the rise. And it's some niggas on the rise, but that Pink Tape definitely got to land. How did y'all feel about his last tape? Was that a fall off or what is the continuation?
It was just different. Like the realm that he kind of had to escape to and more of the rapidy rap shit. And then he dropped that. So it was kind of confusing. It was like, damn, bro, I thought you was about to give us the Philly album type shit. Like, I thought this was your Philly tape you was about to drop.
The nigga Uzi got balls.
Then he dropped that shit.
Yeah. So Tyler and Thug they seem solidified on the list.
Facts.
Yeah. I got some honorable mentions. And I think this three, I'm gonna do two honorable mentions. We could just get them out the way so they know that they're not gonna be in the seven.
Yeah.
Wale and Wiz.
That's cool. That's perfectly fine with me. That's perfectly fine with me.
Hey, you know who else is probably an honorable mention that will probably be a bit controversial for not making it? But in my mind,
we gonna say Big Sean?
No, Big Sean's a confirmed.
He's an honorable mention. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm trying to figure out where we gonna land on Cudi.
I honestly. I feel
Cudi a 09 drop too. That's
a 09 drop. I think Cudi's impact is crazy, but I think his actual
musicianship. So
his career suffers because of Kanye and Travis
Scott. It does. He's like that vocal instrument that has made Kanye the continue his relevancy and his tear, you know, his fan. And I feel like that played a part into like, unless you was a real Cudi fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you was really in there, then that's when it just like, it stuck. But his musicianship wasn't always consistent throughout the years. You know what I'm saying? And the fall offs, the long breaks, and then the did drop, it was very experimental. And so it was just like, a lot of times hip hop wasn't fucking with it unless you was an actual Cudi fan.
Yeah, I'm like, Cudi really only had support when Kanye was there.
So would he be honorable mention or is he just not in the talk at all?
I don't think he's in the talk for real.
I feel like he's honorable mention. He enough for honorable mention because shit, we don't get a lot of these vocal niggas if it ain't for Cudi as well. Shit, the niggas that we just, nigga like, I ain't gonna say a nigga like Thug, but shit, you know, that singing 808 shit, you know, Cudi is really a master of that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
I don't know. I guess I just look at the other honorable mentions that we already mentioned, and I'm like, damn, would I put Cudi in that same? I don't know if I would, personally.
Cudi in a different realm. Like, the conversation.
Like, we know the impact, but it's like, damn, Cudi, like, you disappeared too much. Like, damn, the album sales, damn, like, yeah, we know what you could do, but damn, you didn't reach.
Like be honest right now. It. What's the last Cudi hit that y'all know right now outside of
Kanye? Kid See Ghost.
Yeah,
and that was what 19. That was in 2019.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Was Kid See Ghost 19? That might have been 19.
2019.
Yeah, that might have been 19 actually.
Cause that was that whole that good drop, you know, they was doing the 7
tape. Was in 18. That's why I was tripping. But I think Kissy Ghost
could have been it. It definitely was in 18. Kissy Ghost was in 18.
That good, yeah, that good music run was 18.
Real shit. Before that, bro, the last song I listened to by Cudi was Balmain Jeans, 2014.
Damn.
Yeah. I just wanted Cudi to know he got respect. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, it's love over here. The Cudi love is real.
Oh yeah, I fuck with Cudi tough.
But yeah, but nah, but I would add Big Sean into them two names, Wiz and Wale. But yeah, they honorable mentions for sure.
Respect. Yeah.
All right. Well, who else we throwing out there? We got, are we solidifying Tyler and Thug at 6 and 7?
We can do that. I respect it. You won't get no arguments out of me.
We might be able to argue 5, whoever 5 is, for Tyler. Because I got Tyler at my 5. But
best say Tyler got room to move up. At least one.
Yeah, for sure. At least one, for sure. But it depends on
who y'all next drop.
I'm going to just throw one out there that's going to be, he got to be within the top 4 at least.
Okay.
But damn, is he? I guess this is a debatable one. Wayne.
For the 2010s, the 2020.
He went to jail for part of that.
The Wayne last, so the drop, what he did, a drop in 2011. That was the Carter 4. And then I believe he dropped a mixtape in 2012. And then he went to jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am not a human being is 2010. The Carter 4 is 2011. I am not a human being 2 is 2013. But unless I'm tripping.
That's it?
Did a Sorry for the Wait drop during that time?
I could have sworn a Sorry for the Wait drop.
I think that was.
Like, yeah, because he had that song with Chance on that. That's how I remember it. I think that was like 2015.
Let me see.
I didn't got that on SoundCloud. That shit ain't no Apple Music.
It's not. Okay.
That's what I said. It's tough because like.
So, I feel like if Wayne.
Oh, he had the Free Weezy album. That's what it was.
So I feel like if Wayne is gonna be on this list. And we're talking about 2010 to 2020.
Because he did go out there and fuck with the Carter 5.
He can't be that high, in my opinion. I just feel like too much of where Wayne is held is based on pre-2010 work, which is to no fault of his. It's just in this particular conversation, it's hard
I feel like besides... I Am Not a Human Being 1, the Carter 4, and I Am Not a Human Being 2, that definitely kind of solidified him coming into the new decade. That definitely did.
I don't want to take it away from him, but
if we're not talking albums, bro, Wayne never went away.
Oh, it's not so much about him going away for me as much as...
Features.
Impact.
By 2010... All that was pretty much solidified already. The relevant
every nigga we just named from Uzi to Thug, they all got their shit from Wayne, legit.
That
was a conversation when Thug first came in. Like
him wanting Wayne, to be Wayne.
And Wayne was relevant during that time. That was 2015 when he was with Rich Gang and shit like that. So that's 5 years into the decade in which we're talking about.
I'll say honestly, Wayne would have to either if it was mine, I'm putting Wayne at 4 or 5. I mean, Wayne was on my list regardless.
He got to go in that 4, bro. He hit all the criteria.
Are you thinking about the lyrical part of Wayne that you...
It's not even that. I guess I'm more so thinking that everything we saying, Wayne just kind of added on to in this decade. Like the impact, the relevancy, like, yeah, I guess like it's respect and acknowledgement to him keeping it going because it easily could have not went that way like it did for a lot of other artists. But I guess like by 2010, like he was just already stamped. So yeah. kind of like what you said in the when we was talking about Nicki, when you were saying like Wayne, like he had that fall off moment, but like for the most part, like niggas never stopped respecting Wayne. Niggas never stopped talking about Wayne as being for lack of a better phrase, like in the upper echelon of one of them names that got to be mentioned if we're talking about hip hop. So I guess that's why I'm just like, I don't want that to be the reason he not on the list, but I guess I'm just, I don't think he added anything per se. I think he just continued the stamp that he already set.
I think I get what you're saying, but I would say I disagree because in 2010, we get introduced to Young Money, or well, end of 2009.
Yeah, we do. We get introduced
to the... And we only get introduced to him because Wayne brought them niggas on stage. Wayne took them niggas on tour. Wayne started that. So that's first couple of years of 2010s is Wayne, like, here passing the torch off to them niggas. So even in that...
If we're counting that, then yeah, I don't got an argument. Or I don't have any other, like...
I thought that was one of them just default things, like... Because, again, it goes into the aura of Wayne, like, if the fall off never happened after I Am Not a Human Being 2, which we know right after that he wanted to drop the Carter 5, I feel like it would have solidified Wayne possibly as the greatest, one of the greatest rappers of all time. If that never happened, like, seriously, if that never happened, because what artists you... It's like he already had one decade, Ryan. You know what I'm saying? From transitioning from High Boys onto his solo career to by 2009, niggas is looking at Wayne as one of the GOATs of all time.
That's what I was saying. That's all I was saying. It's already stamped.
Then that stretch, though, like that stretch, that 08 to 13, that 5-year run, like we already said, for a nigga to really make this last, he got to have at least two runs. He got to have 2 years. 08 to 13 was legit. All Wayne, Young Money talk, all that shit. Like, you got 5 years.
Wayne on his third leg now.
Literally is.
Definitely on his third leg.
But I would say what I was going to argue with what you said as far as, like, why you kept trying to say, like, Wayne was only adding on. Would you make that same argument for then Jay-Z? For pre? Not 2010 run. I'm saying pre. So that 2000s to 2010 and that 90s to 2000s, you wouldn't include them in the 90s?
Reasonable Doubt dropped in 96.
Impact, relevancy.
He would make he'd probably make that list. I don't know how he'd be on the 90s list.
No, I ain't saying
probably he would. Yeah,
he'd make that list. But like that's why I said, like, I don't think Wayne would be that high. Like, not the top four to me. Because for the reasons I said though. That's why. I ain't trying to take away nothing away from just in the context of the list. But for that reason. I'll put him at five right now. He can definitely easily crack that top four, but he can sit out right while we shuffling.
Yeah, and Tyler stay at six then if we put in Wayne. Yeah.
Okay. We didn't have some of the same names. That Wayne, that Thug, Uzi, and Tyler is definitely, and Uzi was definitely one of my honorable mentions. So
let's go ahead and just get this out of the way. Where's Cole on this list, if he's on the list for you?
We have four now.
We would be at four.
This is tough. Cole over Wayne, that's wild.
I'm not saying
for the next decade?
Yes. For 2010 to 2020.
This is weird.
Hell yeah. We literally watched...
I'm not putting.
And if we're talking about the 2010s to the 2020s, it's not me about to jump in my fanboy ass cold bag. This ain't that. It's just the facts, and we talking musicianship. 2010, Cole not only dropped Friday Night Lights, but the next year which signified as like one of the greatest backpack mixtapes rap fans possibly got. Then followed up with his debut, Born Center was in 2013, possibly. Still holding on as one of the best albums in his discography. He followed up, which was his literally the revamp and what rescued his career with fucking Forest Hill Drives. If I'm being honest, that was the I'm taking this nigga to the national, global J. Cole. This is what it is. After that, we almost lost that nigga again with the 4 Your Eyes Only because it was a 4 Your, for the fans type of album. But he followed up again with KOD, which niggas was like, that's another mainstream success. Follow back now, and between all of that, we not even mentioning the roster and how you brought in for a player like with Wayne, what he did with Nicki and Drake. Shit, I'm not saying the niggas on Dreamville are as big as those names, but the niggas are more than just two, three artists, and I'm adding that three because Tyga, some niggas out there are Tyga fans and shit like that. But the nigga has had Jid, Boz, you know what I'm saying? Ari Lennox is literally like one of R&B's hottest young, not even just young stars, but like she is an R&B superstar. You know what I'm saying? Like all these motherfucking names are under Cole, like in musicianships, and where we see him have songs, we see him going that feature run as well. That accounts to, you know, the musicianship of Cole. And that shit was what, like a 2-year span? That nigga was on a feature run for like a 2-year span. Watching niggas. Some niggas he was just throwing away verses. But the niggas that he did, like, we've gotten some Cole hits in between this decade. A couple of Cole hits. I'm not gonna lie. So I mean, that's where I'm standing at. I wouldn't mind Cole on 4 and 5. You know, if we were switching out Wayne for, you know, for Cole.
That'd be my only argument for it. And that's only based off of the what you said, Boz, Jid, in comparison to Drake, Nicki. Like,
yeah.
That's the only reason I would swap those two. I'll put Cole 5, Wayne 4.
Yeah. No, I don't. Jesse said it all, bro. It's there's no need to double down on any of that, really. Same.
Yeah, no.
He said I had to get that one out the way. That was good. That was good.
Because I was just like, look, man, I ain't trying to get to the top. It'd be a thing. Look, bro.
Let's be real. Like, just be real. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know who goes in this spot.
In three?
My two is solidified. I don't know who goes in
three. I think I know who your two is. I feel like I know who your one is. But for your three, I'm really interested because it's a name that none of us have said yet. And I'm just waiting to see if y'all going to say this name before I say it.
Hey, Pat, is she in here?
No. Don't even
Damn.
Jeez.
You talking about Nicki?
Honorable mention.
Listen, man.
If you don't know who go there, what's your argument against Nicki being in there?
That's what I want to know.
I wouldn't argue Nicki at three. That's not what I'm doing. But I'm arguing, I would say that she probably got a place in the list somewhere.
I know Nicki Minaj fans hate this shit, but she only got 3 albums for real. She re-released the same album 4 times or whatever the fuck. Like, and the sales are amazing. Not knocking the sales. Not knocking any of that. You get what I'm saying? Not knocking her impact into the barbs and, you know, influencing women to rap again. You get what I'm saying? Not knocking any of that. And I guess, damn, I'm arguing against my point.
Yeah, you are. That's all relevancy.
And I was going to say, it's hard.
It's just based off that last one I said, like the influence in other women. We wouldn't have any of them rapping for real without Nicki.
And you also got to count in, like, she was the first female artist of this new decade that was like, I'm talking about global mainstream status. They was talking about there hasn't been an artist like there hasn't been a woman artist like that since possibly fucking, I mean, Lil' Kim and Trina and, you know, even them was trying to get on that status, but they wasn't global superstar status. Like, she crossed over to pop. You know what I'm saying? She crossed over onto the R&B charts. She was on the rap charts. Like, Nicki musicianship is there. You know what I'm saying? The pen game's there. She was a lyricist. And like you just accounted to her helping revitalize, like, the women's rap. The only thing that I hate is, like, and I guess that's just rap being competitive, but it's like when you see a new rap motherfucker coming in taking the same ID print that Nicki Minaj had, you don't never get like how the OG dudes, rap dudes be like, yeah, give him his flowers. Is Nicki still saying like, I'm still the queen of this shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never coming up off this motherfucking throne as being the queen of rap right now type shit. I feel like, and I don't think that's a knock. I think that's just that competitive hip hop nature, but it pisses me off. Because like you said, she only has 3 albums solid, you know, through her discography. She hasn't put out that album. I feel like right now for her to be like that claiming like, yo, like, I'm really this hard in the motherfucking game. You know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't gotten that shit yet.
So what saved her from the album argument, what saved her is she has had a couple very respectable feature runs that I cannot knock. That have
what, showed that Motorsport. Motorsport. That,
so in the feature runs have showed us, like, I don't think niggas doubt that Nicki can rap. I just feel like maybe what all three of us might be saying as far as albums is that she can put it together.
Twisted Fantasy. Yeah.
In that format yet.
Yeah, like, that
Monster verse. Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, niggas have been talking about the Monster feature for over a decade, bro.
Yeah.
So, she got somewhere. Hell, maybe she has 6 or 7 and everybody else move up. I don't know. But
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I feel
I don't. I don't think I would put her up at the top because I feel like her relevancy.
She definitely higher than
It kind of dwindled, like musically.
Musically,
it kind of dwindled, but like she's there for sure as far as like impact.
So is she higher than Thug?
Would you put her higher than Thug just based off of time?
Might have to.
Yeah.
So man. Thug 7, Nicki 6, Tyler 5.
Yeah. Wayne, 4. I'm not putting her over Tyler.
Damn. Yeah, I ain't putting her over Tyler either.
And only because I feel like what Barbs or just Nicki fans, let me not just do that. What Nicki fans or what people who may argue for Nicki may try to say is they may try to argue the impact and like the status, because like Nicki is just, you know, seen as queen or whatever. But I would argue Tyler's progression and evolution within rap and hip hop, I think that speaks more to how he's moved. Like, Nicki is Nicki. Like, her influence for women, all of that, not taking that away from her. But what Tyler has done for hip hop and rap as a genre and how he's expanded it, that's why I can't put Nicki over him. So I would say she 6, Uzi 7, Tyler 4.
Hey, Thug would be 5.
Thug 5, sorry. Tyler.
Thug 5, four. Tyler 4.
Wayne 3. No, wait.
So somebody got to come off the list.
You missing one, because Cole was in there, so somebody definitely coming off the list, if that's what we doing.
Then we push Uzi to honorable mention?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what that make
her? Uzi was already honorable. I thought Uzi was already honorary. It was Tyler. Yeah. It was Thug, Tyler. Then it was Wayne. Then it was Cole. Then we had Wayne. And now he was at 3.
So Nicki 7, Thug 6, Cole.
Somebody got to come off this.
Thug, wait, was Thug? No, was Cole over? Cole wasn't over.
We had swap Wayne and Wayne Cole. And
Cole.
So Cole was 5. Wayne was 4 now.
Yeah, we can't put Nicki at 3 then. If we
she not about. Going over. She not going over and Wayne and Cole.
So I'm saying, do we put Nicki at 7 and move everybody up?
Do we keep all them though? If we put Nicki on there,
that's giving us we just
we only got 2 left, and we know who the 2 I'm is. Saying.
I know. So
I'm and saying. we all right. So I'm gonna get my honorable mention out. I gotta get ASAP out there into the honorable mentions for the decade. Gotta get that. Just with Nicki has had. I know niggas don't like testing, but it grew on me. He's had three great albums. He stretched a decade. The ASAP Mob was relevant for a whole fucking decade. You know, every nigga was trying to be a Jiggy nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta get that shit to ASAP. He definitely played his part within his decade of rap. It's so crazy. You
get a Playboi Carti or Uzi without ASAP.
Come honest. On now. I'm honestly.
Travis is honorable mention.
Travis is your honorable mention. So none of us is saying Future. None of us saying Future.
Shit.
None of us. I've really been waiting on where Future at with niggas list, because every nigga we just named is literally a byproduct of motherfucking Future. Thug, Uzi, all them niggas a byproduct. This nigga Future legit from the Dungeon family to when he started his career to now.
When was Future first album? 2009.
Yeah,
who know?
Let's walk through the future timeline, because we talking about that.
That is low key OD. Hey, that Future timeline is OD. Actually,
come on now.
That Future timeline is OD.
We talking about Pluto in 12. We got Honest in 14, Dirty Sprite 2 and 15, We got matter of fact, I gotta go to the mixtapes. We gotta do the mixtapes.
We get Monster in 2014, we get Beast Mode in 2015, we get DS2 in 2015, we get 56 Nights in 2015, we get Purple Rain in 2016.
Come on now.
Hendrix in 2017.
Come on
and
now.
Future and Hendrix, my bad.
Come on now.
We get Super Slimy in 2017.
Did you say Beast the him Mode and Drake? Too. You said the him and Drake collab?
Mm. My bad. That's not on the Future separate list, but we get that shit too. We get the Superfly soundtrack. That's it.
Come on now, bro. Future is in our top seven. He's not an honorable mention. Future is in our top seven.
So, all right. Who's moving or who getting taken out?
What's we happening? Gotta be real ourselves.
Thug shit, gone.
If we doing that, we gotta move Thug down.
Thug gone.
Yeah.
Who that put at seven?
Thug at honorable mention, Tyler. Does Tyler move back to seven?
Let me ask this. Can we argue because of longevity that Nicki and Future is a debate on where they stand on this list in that spot?
In seven?
Careers.
Wait, what you saying?
Like, basically, it's either, like, could we take Nicki off and place Future on the list in spot of Nicki?
I was thinking that, but I was like, damn.
I know, Nick, like I'm saying, niggas gonna be mad, but let's really be honest. Like, universally, niggas wasn't around universally rapping Nicki songs as far as universally at both genders is literally rapping Future, bro. No Future word from word. Like, when, you know, shit drop, niggas know that shit versus when a motherfucking Nicki song dropping, niggas like, oh, that's Nicki?
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you, Jesse. We both know. Niggas be knowing them Nicki verses.
Now, niggas do. Niggas do be knowing them Nicki verses.
But niggas ain't. Verses. I'm not disagreeing with you, though.
Yeah, it also goes to this. In the middle of a club, you dropping motherfucking Moment for Life over Stick Talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just one of those type of things.
Don't use Moment for Life, bro.
I don't even think that's fair in the comparison, though, either, because they make different type of music. Yeah. Like, they selling to different type of audiences. Like, Nicki is a hip-hop pop artist.
She is.
Let's be honest about that. Like, she's hip-hop. She can rap, but she's pop, for sure. Like, they took her and made her a pop artist. They Beyonce'd her, so to speak, type shit. But Future ain't never got that same appeal. Future is underground mainstream. How the fuck are you at the top of the game but still seeing his underground the way Future is seeing his underground?
I feel like he like it like that. I feel like, honestly, he really loves it. Like, then you got to think, because Future is also an older ass nigga. You know, Future 38. You know what I'm saying? I could see if, like, this was, like, when Future was on that stretch where we talking about in, you know, in 15, that nigga was hungry from 12 to 17. Like, that was, like, I got to get all this shit out. You know what I'm saying?
That's a crazy run.
I don't disagree with that.
I feel like I'm putting Future over Nicki. If I'm making this list, I'm putting Future over Nicki for sure.
All right, so Wayne, Cole.
That's at three?
No, this is from the people that we have. So Wayne, Cole, Tyler. Got the other names.
Future.
Well, Future is one of the ones that we consider. Future and Nicki is the two that we consider.
Because right there, that'll be, it's either we take Nicki off and we give it to Future, and that leave us with our two spots that we have left, which we already know who we already know. Well, honestly.
Do it even matter between one and two? Like, I don't think it really matter between one and two. I don't care who goes, like, which one goes there, but we know who go there.
Yeah.
Want to hear you niggas shit, because I got to hear this. I'm thinking of three niggas right now. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm really thinking of three niggas.
There's a third nigga in the run?
Let me just hear what y'all say. I know Drake is on Pat list. I know for a fact Drake is on his list. I know for a fact.
Don't know that.
So it's just like, the other choice would have to be Ye. It's either Ye. Or is niggas thinking Kendrick? Like where niggas' head is at? Because we got three literal niggas that's like for an entire decade. They have.
I don't think, and this may sound crazy to some people, but I don't think we put Future and Kanye on the same list.
I don't know. So would you take? So are you saying that Kanye is a default based off of the same shit that we gave Jay-Z? Because the nigga opened up 2010 with motherfucking My Beautiful Dark though. Twisted Fantasy. Then we had Watch the Throne right after. Hey,
are we going to? Actually, I don't know. So as far as the niggas Ye brought into the game.
Travis, Cuddy, Push.
Did he bring Push in? He didn't bring Push in.
I guess he didn't bring Push in. Saha worked for him. So... Can that be a knock? Please. It has to be a knock. He don't write his shit.
He don't. And it's. I don't know. Ye's
an artist. I ain't knocking his artistry. I ain't knocking the performance pieces. I'm not knocking how he creates a stage. He's a great producer. And I mean that in the full, you know what I'm saying? Not only music, but he produces, he makes shit a movie. Everything is a movie when he do it. So on some like creative like shit, like I would put him there. But we talking about strictly hip hop, and a lot of niggas is looking at me like, well, yeah, nigga, hip hop still he would fall in there. But with just a niggas that we didn't name already, I don't know. Especially with the two that I got. Because I got Kendrick and Drake there for my one and my two. And you switch whichever one, it really don't fucking matter.
That's what I'm saying. But it's like, and that's why when he was like, oh, we getting down to two. And like, of course, it's Drake in that combo. And of course, obviously, when we talking about modernistically Kendrick, but it's like, nigga, Ye has been raping the game for an entire decade, about to go on his, like you said, about to go on his third one, too. He did the early 2000s. I'm telling you, My Beautiful like Dark Twisted Fantasy.
That Watch the Throne. Kind of fall off though.
So
nigga did give us Life of Pablo. We did get that motherfucker, and that was a time piece as well. I personally loved Ye. You know what I'm saying? Like I did fuck with Ye. Shit, everybody was dropping when Donda was getting made. Niggas was like, "Oh, this nigga, Ye." You know.
So this is Kanye's decade. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Watch the Throne,
Goated,
Life of Pablo, Ye, Kiss E Ghosts, and Jesus is King.
It always and Heartbreaks, 2013.
Definitely missed that. Don't know how to. No, 808.
That's 08.
I'm like, why the fuck is that shit on here?
Unless it's like re-release.
Re-release, yeah. I'm like, why the fuck is this shit on here twice?
So.
Come on now, man. Let's be real. Because Ye has definitely stayed relevant for the entire 2010s, 2020s.
Do we extend the list to 10? I ain't going to lie. I think we extended the list to 10. I think 10 people to tell the story for 10 years make the most sense. Now, that may. The
purpose of doing 7 is because if we had to cut it, like we could, I think 10 would make it easy.
Yeah.
But 7 makes it like, all right, well, if two people had impact, who had more impact? Or if two people were relevant, who was more relevant?
Mm-hmm. Very shit solidified.
So if Ye gets added, is he solidified top 3 or top 2?
Solidified top 3. Him and Drake have.
If he added, bro, Drake and like Kanye is the.
So he's 2.
If you putting them on there.
So re-say the list. So now we're going to have to say it in order. We got Ye, Drake, Kendrick, or we got Kendrick, Drake, Ye. And we say Wayne, Cole, Tyler, and Future. The seven artists that have literally pushed hip hop forward for the decade, from 2010s to 2020s.
Got our
I can't
rapper.
Be mad at that list. Niggas have probably flipped the order, but that's a solid list right there.
We got our weirdo rapper. We got the nigga at the top of the game. We got the other nigga at the top of the game. We got the nigga that's rivaling with the nigga at the top of the game.
Come on now.
We got The Streets with Future. We got Legacy with Wayne.
We got Cole just really on some like.
Cole is on some like revolutionary shit.
Everybody's covered.
It's like he's in his Nas past in my prime stretch, but doing it the way it's supposed to be done. You feel me? Like literally doing it the way it's supposed to be done. Because at this point, when Nas was Cole age, he was signing like, of course, niggas like AZ and them niggas had still been fucking with him, but it's like he was really trying to push more into them and what he was doing, and it didn't work like that. Versus, you know, how Cole doing the shit that he doing. So them niggas, I be looking at it like that. The mirror careers are still there, no matter how much he try to get out of the shadow. Not just so much the shadow, but the scope of being compared to Nas. He's just doing that afterthought way better. But Nas is still on that shit with them Kings diseases. I give him that. I give him that shit for sure.